Before I get started, I just want to comment on my absence yesterday. So I just want to thank everybody for their support and outreach. It means a lot to me. I've always tried to keep my family life private, and I hope you can respect that I'd like to continue to do that moving forward. I'm excited about this weekend and the opportunity that we have in front of us. So that's kind of all I want to say about that, and hopefully you can respect that. And with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Matt, the football part of it, Coach said you were able to get the game plan and just missed the physical part of it. Did you just try to go through the mental reps to make up for the part of the football you missed?
Yeah, for sure. I was able to get the game plan and, was able to kind of get the information that I needed yesterday. And so, I'll be very well prepared for the game on Saturday.
I believe you had not missed a practice since 2009. Is that correct?
I can't remember that far back, man, for practice. But, yeah, it's been a little bit. But, again, it's one of those things that happens, and, I'll be fine.
Can you talk about this Eagles defense and what you see from them? I mean, obviously you guys played them last year.
Yeah, I think the one thing that's consistent is they're very good in the front seven. Their front four is very aggressive. Jim Schwartz has always been that way. Very penetrating type defense. Their linebackers have great speed. I think they're playing very well in the secondary. Some different coverages maybe than what we saw last year, but for the most part, similar. And they've had a great season. I mean, they've played extremely well. It's going to be a good challenge for us on Saturday.
What happened in that game last year that you feel like you can maybe turn around this year?
Well, obviously, there'll be some of the scheme that we'll take from what went well in that game, what didn't go well in that game, and try and improve on that. But, we've got like 20-plus games between now and then. So we're a different team than we were at this juncture last year when we played them. They're a little bit different team as well. So there'll be some carryover in terms of plays, plan, et cetera. But it'll be a little bit different.
Is it still different for you going to Philly? I think you've been there 5 times now.
I mean, it's I'm used to it now. I haven't played as long as I have. I understand that regardless of where we go, where we play, you have to be at your very best every week. The one nice part is you see a lot of, familiar faces, friendly faces after the game, which is always nice.
Did you get your Wildwood trip in this past summer?
I always get the opportunity to get back there. My family has a house down there, my parents, and my mom's side of the family has a house down there. So I always get a chance to get back and spend some time down there.
Was it different because you had been a Super Bowl team?
Not really. I mean, so I'm pretty low key, regardless. So wherever we're at, I try and, slide in and out under the radar.
Matt, you've been really good against the blitz in the past, and in particular this season as well. A lot of the guys talked about obviously being your veteran, you being a veteran, but how much does that have to do with those guys being able to read the blitz as well and get in the right spots?
Yeah, I think that's huge. One, it comes down to pass protection. You have to be able to handle what's coming at you. I think our offensive line has done a nice job with that. And two, you mentioned our guys, understanding that when pressures are coming, they've got to be in the right spot at the right time. They've got to adjust their routes for, certain looks that we get. And our wide receiver group really does a nice job, and our tight ends and backs do a nice job with that as well.
Matt, how has your relationship with Sarkisian evolved as a year?
Well, I think it's continued to get better. I think, the more time you spend with each other, the more time you go through games, as situations come up, you really get a feel for people in, live game action. And I think we know each other a lot better. I think he's done a great job of learning who we are, what we have, how to utilize it. Each year is different. Even though you have a lot of guys back, years shake out differently. And I think Sark's done a great job of finding who we are week to week. Specifically the last 2 weeks, I think he's done a great job.
There's been a lot of give and take. Guys share information and go back and forth?
Absolutely. He's got a lot of really good ideas and has implemented some new things for us, some different things for us. I feel like I've been around a long time too for a number of different coordinators and have some good ideas as well. And he's always been open to that. But you know, I think it's been a good collaboration. We've worked very well together.
Matt, I feel like every week we talk to you about a tough defensive front that you face this year. What have you learned about your offensive line through having seen so many good defensive fronts?
Yeah, we really have. We've seen a lot of really good front sevens as the year's gone on. And I think you learn that your offensive line is willing to go battle with whomever, wherever. They'll go out there and fight and do their best and try and impose their will, you know, week in and week out. And we can really count on them and lean on them in the run game. I mean, we went against one of the best front sevens in the league. I know their run statistics probably weren't as good as you know, maybe LA would have liked, but they're still really good. And we counted on our guys to be physical up front, and they produced.
Now, we talk about the red zone. I think people always think about passing. How important is it to establish the run in the red zone?
Oh, it's huge. You know, it's huge. I mean, when you have teams dropping 8 or 9 guys into coverage on pass plays, playing that zone coverage, the tighter you get down there, there's just not as much space to throw. And when you're effective and efficient with the run game in those situations, it makes a big difference down there.
When Dan was asked yesterday what maybe you did better this year, even though you're not an MVP candidate,
mm-hmm.
he came up with your leadership qualities. Do you feel like you had to be a little different kind of leader this year, given what you guys were coming off at the end of last year, such a tough season?
Yeah. You know, I think the best leaders always evolve. You know, I really do. You have to evolve to the guys that are in the building. You know, one of the constants in this league is that the roster is always changing. There's new guys coming in from different places. And you have to understand what the group needs, how you can, you know, best help the players around you. I've always had that mindset of servant leadership, you know, trying to, be the best I can be for the guys around me. And I'm proud of that this year. I think we've done a good job. We're a tough group and a group that has a belief that, you know, regardless of how games shake out, we can go out there and find a way to win.
Considering how good this team is against the run, how crucial will it be to be patient?
Yeah, I think it is key. You have to continue to give it opportunities. You have to lean on it. And I thought that was something that we did really well last week in LA. The run game wasn't, you know, perfect by any stretch in the first half. Sark did a great job of continuing to go to it. We wore them down a little bit in the second half, and some of the bigger runs started to open up as a result of that. And I really think that's one of the reasons we were successful last week. So, you know, there's always the chance that could shake out the same way this week.
Is it difficult to remain patient when it's not working initially?
Not really. When you have the belief and, you know, the track record of success that we've had, it's, you know, it's easier to stay committed to that. We really believe that if we stick to it and we keep, you know, working on our combination blocking and the guys on the outside work really hard, our runs are going to come out the back end. And that's been the case for us, you know, the last couple of years.
How is Jernigan and Cox up front? What do you see? It looks like Jernigan does the dirty work and Cox is a penetrator in that combination. How do you see them?
Yeah. They both do a really good job. You know, obviously, they're both physical. I mean, that's the one thing. You talk about dirty work or not. I mean, they're both very physical with what they do. Penetrating, there's more two-gapping probably. Not two-gapping in their scheme, but more of kind of taking up space from Jernigan, I would suppose. But they're both really good players. The interior of their defense is excellent.
Last question.
Jenkins on the back end.
He's such a savvy veteran player. He's playing at a really high level, having, you know, to me, one of the best years of his career. And he's always been a great competitor. So I think he's done a nice job for them.
How has Schaub helped you in the 2 years you've been there?
Schaub's been awesome. I mean, for me, just an experienced veteran guy that you can lean on during the week and getting prepared, pick his brain about certain, you know, details of coverages that we might be going against or, you know, some of the stuff within our scheme. You know, it's just another set of really good eyes that helps you, helps our receivers, helps our tight ends, helps us in the passing game. He's critical to our success.
And,
yeah, for sure, very much so. You know, he's about as well versed in this offense and really, you know, has played in this offense for a long time.
Kendrick's the linebacker. I got the back in the front. I need it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're very good in the middle. You know, Kendrick's obviously, I mean, great speed, sideline to sideline. We played against him a number of times, and just extremely athletic, very physical too, for the speed that he has. They do a nice job of kind of marrying up the front four with the backers, keeping things tight in the run game, and then playing good coverage behind it.
Thank you.